Happy May Day, everyone. This is Phil Frana with the Creativity Insights Podcast. I'm interviewing Jaden Silverberg. Jaden is a junior at JMU heading into her senior year, and she's studying music industry, and she has a minor degree in entrepreneurship. She's also an independent scholar here at JMU. Jaden, thanks for sitting for this conversation. I appreciate that.
Of course.
So I've got some questions to ask you, if you don't mind. I hear that you're now going to be the president of your a cappella group next year. Is that right? Can you tell me a little bit about that a cappella group?
Sure. So we were established in 1999. We're an all-girls group, Upper Voices. We primarily focus on R&B music, but we do a bunch of other genres like pop, rock, little R&B, as I said. What else? Yeah, I recently just became president this past semester, so it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work, great learning experience, and I'm really excited for like everything we have in store in the future.
So how did you get involved in singing in the first place?
Okay, if we're gonna go back, how many years? 20 years? Yeah, I'm 20 years old. My parents were actually in bands before I was born, and then my dad kind of stayed in his band for a while, so I always grew up around music. I think I started singing quite literally out of the womb. I started taking lessons when I was really young, started taking piano lessons when I was, started taking lessons consistently maybe when I was like 8 or 10, and I kind of ran with it. Music's been my life ever since. I was in theater for a while. I actually did come here as a theater major when I was a freshman, but did not work out. I think my passion really lies in music and making music and helping people create music. So yeah, I'm trying to think what else I've done. Yeah, I went to camp for music. Now I'm going to school for music. So big music gal over here.
Right. So what kind of music do you like? Do you prefer rhythm and blues? Is that your favorite musical genre?
No, actually. I love pop music and rock, a little bit of punk. My parents are very like classic rock people. So I grew up around kind of like, you know, Bon Jovi, Led Zeppelin, all of the great Metallica, Kiss, like all of that stuff. So I definitely morphed into that. And I also do songwrite, so a lot of my music is like pop rock, I would say. That's kind of my genre I go to.
So I understand that there are other a cappella groups on campus. Could you kind of share a little bit about like what's the a cappella landscape at James Madison University look like? There are other groups, and do they focus on different kinds of things?
Yeah, so there's about, I'm pretty sure, 4 Upper Voices groups, which is just all females. I believe there's 3 Lower Voices groups, all males. And now there's 3 mixed groups. There was 2, but I think we just added another one. They were just founded this year. Do I have my numbers correct? 7, 10? Yes, 10. So there's 10 groups, all in different areas. I don't think any specific group has like a specific genre. A lot of the groups like have, you know, stuff you'll hear on the radio, a couple of throwbacks, a couple of niche songs. But yeah, I know the group that just joined, the Black Ties, I think they're gonna be predominantly focused in on like jazz a cappella, which is like, we don't have anything like that, which is actually, when we were kind of introducing them into the community, our Aqua Queen, we had like a meeting with all the presidents and her to like, is this something that we want? Is this something that would be beneficial to the community? And like, one of my things was, I was like, we don't really have any group that does jazz. And I think it could be a great way to incorporate that and kind of gain new perspective on like music and not just like the top 40s you hear on the radio or, you know, old hits and whatnot. So yeah, that's a lot about the community here.
Yeah. And it sounds like different groups get together occasionally.
Oh yeah,
for things.
We have mixers, like maybe you've heard like Greek Life does mixers, so we also do mixers. So I'll have my social chair reach out to like say another groups, and then we'll plan a mixer where we just, you know, get together and we do like a cappella at night. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to like get to know other people, especially like when I got into the group. Mixers were like how I met a lot of my really good friends today, because during the day you don't really have the time to go and like hang out with people. I mean, like here and there we would get lunch, but it's like at these like little party mixers we would definitely talk to people. Now like some of my best friends are like in other groups here, not just in my group Bluestones. So the a cappella community as a whole is just like such a great way to get to know people, and especially like if you are into music and that's something you see yourself doing, great way to make connections. I've already made some connections with people, so I'm very thankful that I got into this when I did.
Good. So what kinds of things go into running an a cappella group like the Bluestones?
Yeah, so when I got in this past winter or spring, yeah, winter, because I got elected in January, we were preparing for a competition called ICCA's. It's the International A Cappella Competition. And so I also choreographed our set. So it was a lot kind of managing the group and also figuring out choreography for the group. But during that time, it was just a lot of kind of managing everyone's schedules, making sure people were showing up to rehearsals, because since we were doing choreography and we weren't just singing, if one or two people were missing, it would throw off the whole entire group. So I had to make it very like apparent to people, like, you need to come to rehearsal. I can't have excuses like, oh, I have a test or I have homework, because we all have that, but this is something that we committed to. So just kind of reminding the group, it's like, this is what we chose to do. You're not required to be here. Like, this is an extracurricular you chose to do, so give it your best, or that's a different conversation we need to have. And so while that time was very stressful, we did it. We didn't move on in the competition, but we did rank very high for an all-girls group. So that was that. And then after that, we just had gigs here and there, learning a new rep. It's always just, you know, making sure everyone's on the same page, no one's slacking, because if one person slacks, then everyone thinks it's okay to, you know, not meet certain deadlines. And yeah, just deliberating and giving tasks. So yeah.
Right. How big a group is it?
We are 17 now, and 4 seniors are graduating, so we will be 13. So, and then we have auditions at the beginning of every semester, so we'll probably be taking a couple girls.
Right. I was going to ask, how do you recruit new members?
Yeah, so at the beginning of every semester, we have auditions, and we advertise it on our social media. The JMU A Cappella page also promotes that. And then people come out. There's, like, an introduction meeting. Every a cappella group has like a sign-up sheet. You go up to the group, you sign up for whatever groups you want to audition for. It doesn't matter. It could be one group, it could be all 10. I mean, not all 10, but it could be however many groups and whatever groups you want to be in. And then basically come in with about like one or two songs, your preference. You sing a verse, you sing a chorus. And that's really it for the audition. Maybe we'll play like a couple scales, see if you can, what your range is like. And then if we like you, we call you back, and it kind of goes from there. And then callbacks happen, and then the presidents of the a cappella group and the music directors, we all go to a meeting after callbacks and kind of deliberate who goes to what group, and everything falls into place from there. So it's a little tedious of a process, but well worth it in the end.
Are there certain voice parts that you always need that are harder to find than others?
Yeah, so our group, Bluestones individually, we don't have select voice parts. So, like, I would say I'm a mezzo-soprano, but I'm not soprano for every song. Like, I'll sing alto for certain songs, or I'll sing soprano or mezzo. Like, we don't have assigned voice parts. So we kind of just take people based on talent. But there are groups I know of that, like, say, a guy group needs a bass. They'll be looking for a bass, and they won't take anyone but a bass. Yeah.
Gotcha. So what kinds of things do you like to sing? What songs are some of your favorites? Mm-hmm. Do they carry over sometimes from year to year?
Yeah, so we usually keep a song in the group for about 2 semesters, but it also depends when the person's graduating. So we just had our concert last week, and we retired a good amount of songs because we have 4 seniors graduating. And then we just also have a couple songs in our rep that's been in our rep for, like, I think 2 years now, and it's just, like, we need to take in more music. We actually just came out with an album last semester, so please feel free to stream it. It's called Tears Dry. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, any streaming platform. We worked really hard on it. I'm very happy to be a part of that project. But we put out, as I was saying before, a lot of R&B, pop, a little rock here and there, country. We have a country song on our album, Tennessee Whiskey, Chris Stapleton, classic. What's it called? Yeah, that's it for the songs.
said you just finished your final concert for the year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What have been some of the challenges that you faced this year?
Definitely having people know the importance of when to have music memorized. Mm-hmm. I totally understand we all have schedules outside of our group, like me included. But I think some people definitely forget that, like, if we don't have deadlines and people don't meet those deadlines to have music memorized, it's a setback, and then we can't move on to other music. So, for example, we were working on a song for quite a bit of time, which kind of prevented us from moving on to new songs in our rep that we were supposed to premiere at our concert, and unfortunately, we didn't get the chance, which was very upsetting. We had to have, like, a long meeting and conversation about it that, like, I don't know, sometimes as I think as the president, and I was talking about it with the former president, I'm kind of seen as a scapegoat, someone to put the blame on because, you know, things didn't go a certain way. But the sad fact is, like, I wanted to premiere those songs just as much as everyone else, but it's everyone's actions that caused this to happen. So I would say to them, I'm like, guys, if I tell you to memorize a song by Monday, it's not Wednesday, it's not Tuesday, it's Monday. And if it's not memorized by then we're not doing it for the concert. And unfortunately, I had to do that. And it was upsetting, but at the end of the day, I'm just trying to put on a good show and, you know, have a good time, give our seniors a great send-off, since we do senior send-offs at, like, the end of any semester if people are graduating. So definitely getting people to realize the importance of time management. Mm-hmm. That's a really good way to put it. So setting aside time for obviously school and yourself, but also, like, for this group that we all care for and want to put time into.
How frequently do you rehearse?
So this past semester, we were having rehearsals Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, all for, like, an hour and a half. Really depends on the semester and our schedules.
That's a serious commitment.
Oh, yeah. I always tell people, like, coming in, or if I meet people that are interested in a cappella, people will be like, oh, like, is it serious commitment? Like, what is it about? I said, honestly, it is a very serious commitment. Like, we rehearse, and, like, if you don't come to a rehearsal, like, there needs to be a reason why. It can't just be, I'm tired, or I don't feel like it. Just because we always have something going on. There's always a gig we're preparing for, or a project that we're doing, or something like that. So it's just very important to stay on top of things. But yeah, in the past we've done, like, 2-week rehearsals, but they're, like, 2 hours each. But I think we've all kind of talked about how we find it more productive to do shorter rehearsals and more, the quantity of more. Mm. Yeah.
So, you know, speaking to that, like, where are you going to take the group next? What are you going to do next year?
So since we just finished our concert and had 2 less gigs this weekend, I've kind of just put the bug in everyone's head to, like, kind of think about what we can do. Next semester at least, while also keeping in mind we do have our 25th year anniversary coming up, and that's going to be a very big project for us. Probably will drain us of all of our money, but, you know, it's okay. It's going to be well worth it. Basically, for their 25th, we bring back alumni. We sing through, like, the years of Bluestones and, like, songs we've done. We're going to be doing a tribute to a Bluestone. But as a little fun project for the current group, I kind of said I feel like it would be fair to maybe put out a single, since we do have a couple songs that we've been, like, playing with that, you know, we could promote. So we are talking about either doing a single or releasing a song or a medley of a song that we didn't release on our other album just due to copyright problems and whatnot. So, yeah, just thinking about that.
Good. So where can a person go to learn more about the JMU Bluestones? You mentioned that There's an album on Spotify.
Right.
You also have a website?
Yeah, we do have a website. I believe a Linktree. It's linked in our Instagram at the JMU Bluestones. But yeah, so we have a website. It should be up to date with our current exec and current members. Our Instagram, we post on very frequently. So I was at like JMU Choices back in March, and we had a table up. So I was talking to a lot of prospective students who were coming here, and you know, I would just tell them about our group. I would give them my socials and be like, please, like, if you have any questions at all, please feel free to reach out to me. Like, don't hesitate. Like, I'd be glad to help you. And not even just for Bluestones, but just acapella in general. We're a big community. We're very, I think the whole community could say we all pride ourselves on being very close-knit. We're all very interconnected, and we're all friends, which I think is amazing. And yeah, there's just little gigs on campus here and there. Like at the beginning of next semester, there'll be gigs where all the groups perform. We also do acapella-thon at the beginning of every fall semester, which is where every group performs like 2 to 3 songs. So it's a lot of fun, and you can learn a lot about the acapella groups from those events.
And finally, I just wanted to ask, what about you? What's next for you in your senior year and beyond? You've been thinking about those things.
Oh, absolutely. I actually just emailed my boss. I'm going back to my internship that I did this previous summer. I had a great experience there, and I'm super...
What did you do?
I worked at a performance venue in New York City called Manhattan Center, more maybe familiarly known as the Hammerstein Ballroom. So I worked in the marketing and sales department, and it was a very great opportunity for me. Kind of opened my eyes to other things I could be interested in. So yes, I'm going back there over the summer, and then just getting more into music. I mean, I still songwrite, but getting that out a little more. I got invited to an A&R songwriting kind of jam sesh studio event, so I'm definitely looking forward to going to that in the city, making connections from there, promoting my music. But yeah, my future definitely will be me working in some sort of music or entertainment.
Well, fantastic. Well, Jaden, thanks so much for agreeing to sit down for this conversation, and we look forward to hearing more about you and your work next year with the Bluestones, and maybe you can come back and you can talk about your experience at the end of next year. That'd be great. So,
sure.
Jaden Silverberg, everyone, junior at JMU, heading into her senior year, music industry and entrepreneurship minor. Thanks so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.